KBKA. In voting results, Cox is trailing party.
Lucky Lindy, as they call him, landed at Le Bourget Airport.
Get this started, get this started.
Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Tonight, the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars.
Battle with... I'm interested to know, Gracie, who's your choice?
Me, you ask,
George. You say this was their finest hour.
Listen, the man is just about to see it.
The Amos and Andy Show.
Hey, you ever played this number before, Bub?
Played it? I made it.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
1941. A date which will live
for the mighty Ohio Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Kona hits the spot.
First atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
So, ladies and germs, ladies and gentlemen,
it's a bird. It's a plane.
Pan Mungyong have brought the fighting in Korea to an end.
1, 2, 3. You
ain't this is the King's Rock and Roll, Alan Freed saying,
this is Jonah Yack, Bob and Robin, all the hits, everything new and everything just works.
Launch from Cuba against any nation in the Western
Hemisphere. President Kennedy say he has died of bullet wounds.
To the Vietnam
Central
War.
Central Highlands from South Vietnam. This is Vietnam.
We are free at last.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has a small step for man.
KCBQ. Borderline cosmic
no
music.
Prior knowledge of the water.
Bob the Waters.
One of the first things not day, and if your license plate ends in an eye.
Control of the Persian Gulf will be regarded as an assault on the bottom.
This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system. If this had been an actual emergency, I'd be talking a lot faster.
April 14th, 1980. April 14th, 2001. April 14th, 2025. April 14, 2050.
The year is 2076. The tricentennial has brought a world unbounded by the horizon of Earth. Technology has transcended even the dreams of a century ago, and you find yourself no longer confined to a single planet. Now, industrial-based colonies dot the celestial roadmap from Venus to Titan, the life-supporting moon of Jupiter, while orbiting agri-cylinders float silently in between. Solar space collectors now account for 90% of the world's energy supply, resulting in 1996 in the bankruptcy and breakup of the OPEC energy cartel. Domestic computer link-ups dramatically reduce the need to leave home. Now, robbery by wire is the nation's number one crime. For decades, the balance of weaponry has come from the sky, where killer satellites hold opposing superpowers at bay. And yet, there is a new unity. Electronic communications have shaped this future, reshaped our thinking. Visual and audio stimulation now emanate from a single source in every home. Satisfying entertainment and consumer needs only as desired, only when desired. Irritants no longer exist. The systems known as radio and television have reached the ultimate form. Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to Tomorrow Media.
We'll be right back.
Station Log 214-634-8511. Request data search, FCC Archives.
State purpose?
To gather historical material for use in tricentennial broadcast special.
Proceed.
Salient date, January 1985. Continued licensing of more AM, FM, and TV facilities causes economic woes. A freshly elected Congress attempts to help by passing new political broadcast laws. Candidates now pay top of the card. Salient date, September 1989. Broadcasters stage big celebration as worldwide paper shortage forces massive cutbacks in bureaucratic controls. Salient date, April 2010.
Two salient events that month, state preference, Arbitron book, or new president NBC.
Let's go with the ARB. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles on the island of California has now reached 4,600 pages in length. The entire volume is stored on one fiber optical silicon chip. Salient date, June 19th, 2044.
June 19th, 2044. Technology introduces the template, and broadcast programming reaches the top of its form. The penultimate medium is born, is born, is born, is born. Is born.
Templates are now universally used, changing forever the form of radio and television as once known. The template is the final step in broadcast miniaturization. With respect to audio and visual preferences, each individual's deepest, most personal likes and dislikes, thoughts and feelings, are contained in its subatomic circuitry. It is a blueprint of the individual's lifestyle. In effect, each person is his or her own program director, determining through the use of his or her template what information, entertainment, and consumer data he receives from the media.
False entry. False entry. You blew it. All broadcast forms now interfused. The word is medium.
Sorry. All broadcast programming now emanates from one source, the Big S. Located on Space Habitat Dallas 4, the Big S is a massive library containing every known form of audio and visual entertainment, news, and commercial product information. It is the one source in the solar system, and yet it is the ultimate in personalized programming, supplying a different set of programming elements to every person. A station with 18 billion formats. One need only place his template in a translator receptacle and state his preference.
Music in three dimensions. News updates.
Congress today goes into final debate on holographic Dial-A-Sex. Technicians testifying on the feasibility.
Consumer product reviews.
Thank you, Gnome. Please reference salient date December 2045. The ultimate station has precluded the need for ratings. Arbitron and Nielsen no longer exist. Salient date April 2076. Final production elements are being assembled for the massive American Tricentennial Special and ready for distribution from Dallas 4.
Mr. Cork?
Hi, Paris.
Hi. Great news. Billions are up, and we're being picked up on Lunar 6 today.
Very impressive.
Good morning, Mr. Cork.
Good morning, Gnome 7. Well, MC, here it is. All our tricentennial programming ready for storage.
Yes, sir. I'll do it right now.
by the way, here's the new jingle package you ordered. The other 30 languages will be in Monday.
The Big S. Transcendent, preeminent, ubiquitous, universal service.
I love that shotgun ending. Jingles have come a long way. Promotions come a long way, and the whole industry's come a long way.
WMCA New York.
Where would we be without you, Chicago? Where would we be without you? You are the words, we are the music.
Philadelphia 56, WFIL. Mucha música, mucha.
$10 bills.
Oh, my God.
$50 bills. $100 bills.
God, love it.
Magazine KHJ. Magazine KHJ.
You can win anytime.
93KHJ.
Wow, it's incredible how many broadcast images they can create with just a few creative people.
A lot of creative people. Reference the tricentennial program. Get us a graphic chronology.
In Norm 7? Display tricentennial program and display broadcast evolution since conception.
Conception? Oh yes, MC, you magnificent hunk.
Gnome.
Your graph, gentlemen.
Well, there it is. 20 million careers, all leading to the big S.
Zero in on that curvilinear surge, Gnome.
Data indicates state of the broadcasting art developed progressively since approximately 1920. The primary industry sectors, technology, promotion, audience awareness, and programming, evolved in a gradual and linear fashion.
Freeze and clarify.
Get to know us. We're Baltimore 11. Get to know us. With a little bit of heaven. Get to know us.
The same creative pioneers who helped radio in the late 70s also developed imaginative promotion for television.
Get to know us.
Thank you, Gnome 7. Please continue.
Vortex acceleration began in decade 1980. Up to this point, social and economic uncertainties caused indecision and caution overload. However, visionaries of the period led the way to a new awareness of the value of applied technology, imaginative promotion, audience development, and targeted programming, an energy which ignited the vortex in the 1980s.
We welcome you. Broadcasting's golden hour. It's coming on with power.
The sights and sounds of 1980.
Las Vegas.
Technology.
Philosophy.
All that's new.
Things to do.
The world is waiting for you.
Celebrities.
XTC.
Manufacturing.
Programming.
See what the future will bring.
Hospitality suites. Seminars. Workshops. Yours to see.
Broadcasting's number one event.
from 1980.
Total audience tune out. Total audience tune out.
What the hell happened?
It's your hotshot sales manager again. Now this is the umpteenth time he's bypassed template regulations, force-fed unsolicited ads for his lousy 5%.
76%, 89%, 90%.
Ah, we're back at 96% reception now.
That jerk, imagine. Interrupting 18 billion individualized formats.
It's obvious he can't appreciate targeted programming.
Yeah, his type's been around since the whole idea began.
I
don't care what our consultant says. This is a $30,000 order.
Yeah, sorry, but no preparation H-bots on my beautiful music station.
Anytime's a beautiful time for listening.
With love on our way.
FM 103, WSOC-FM.
Though the sun may be dawning, you're the one that has
We're coming on Rock 103, WIQ.
Of course, some formats burn themselves out.
And it all sounded so archaic.
It's no more archaic than that garbage you listen to.
This? Garbage?
I've heard enough. Listen, the Tricentennial Special begins airing tomorrow. I mean, don't you have some things to finish?
Yeah, the wrap-up. And is it gonna be great?
You act like you invented special projects. Listen, they've always been an important part of broadcasting.
To sweep you forward through an incredible 20-plus years. The years of the evolution of rock.
1959. The year that the Edsel flops and everyone flips for Kooky and his immortal comb. This is 1959, and it goes like this.
Tonight, a special ABC novel for television continues. Roots, the next generation.
Hi, folks, this is Ronnie Millsap.
Hi, this is Charlie Daniels.
Hi, I'm Dave.
And we're Sugar.
Folks, this is Art Texas.
I'm your host, Eddie Rabbit. And I'm glad you all have joined me for Clear Creek,
the top 10 hits of all time.
But as the times were a-changing, Motown released a few of its own politically oriented songs.
Yeah.
15 years of album rock history. Album greats.
Of the American Tricentennial, 2076.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, mega. It moved my microcircuits.
Well, you should be proud. Just remember, even with all of these technological marvels, it's still talented people that make broadcasting what it is. And as we've seen, it was that group of broadcasters in the 1980s that really turned things around. To get where we are today, it took a hell of a lot of confidence and faith in the future.
Sammy Davis, Jr.
There shouldn't be a thing about radio as opposed to television. I think we're all in the same business, and that is getting to the public with things that we believe in. where do we, Dick and Bert, see broadcast advertising going in the next several years?
Right.
We think you're going to see a new permissiveness. I think you're right, Bert. I think you're going to be hearing much more frontal nudity in radio commercials. The other question that was asked is, where, just very generally, do Dick and Bert see the world going in the next couple of years? The answer is Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, this is Steve Martin, and I think the term broadcasting is sexist and should be changed to chick casting.
Barbara Walters.
What kind of a world would I like to see? As the horizons of broadcasting increase from local to national to worldwide, and maybe someday even interplanetary, one can hope the knowledge and understanding increases. The wider the window, the broader the view, the greater the horizon, the fuller the possibilities.
I want a world where kids can play and there's plenty of food to eat.
I want a world where I can speak and know that I'll be free.
I want a world that's full of love, where kids are taught that God's above.
I want a world that doesn't waste when we're moms and dads. It's still a beautiful place.
I want a world just like America, like the USA. 'Cause even though perfect it's not, it's the best thing this world's got.
I want to laugh, American cry, American sigh, American.
I wanna be all American.
I wanna eat.
I wanna eat.
American sleep.
I wanna sleep.
American weep.
I wanna weep.
Perfect is not, it's the best thing this world got.
Tomorrow Media, produced by the TM Companies, Dallas.